Masechet Avodah Zarah Perek Dalet Mishnah Tet. We learned in the last Mishnah, once the liquid, the grape juice, has reached the boar, it is now considered to be yayin, and therefore a Jew can benefit from it once a non-Jew has had contact with it. But before it reaches there, when it's still in the top of the wine press, there's no problem. So we'll apply that to the permissibility of a Jew to work together to create wine with a non-Jew. There's another problem also, which is the fact that a Jew is creating tum'ah. When you have produce of Eretz Yisrael, there's a rabbinic prohibition that you're not allowed to make the produce tameh, and it would become tameh once it gets in touched, once it's touched by the idol worshiper. Mishnah says, Dorchinim im ha'ovet kochavim bagat. You're allowed to trample on the grapes together with the idol worshiper in the wine press if you're doing it for pay. The juice at that point is not considered to be wine. It's not yayinesech until it goes all the way down until the boar. So therefore, a Jew has the ability to help crush those grapes. You're not working with an item that is prohibited. You're not benefiting from yayinesech. You're also not causing the produce of Eretz Yisrael to become tameh, because the grapes become tameh when the idol worshiper began stepping on them. And once he started first, the Jews allowed to join in. You're not causing any extra tum'ah because they already were tameh. You're not allowed to harvest grapes together with an idol worshiper, because in that type of situation, when you're harvesting the grapes, you're helping put them in the wine press in the first place, and they will become tameh when the idol worshiper steps on them. So therefore, you're not allowed to put them in that wine press. It's like you're causing them to become tameh, which is forbidden. The next part of the Mishnah will talk about if you're allowed to help a Jew who's violating the halakha and producing wine that will be tameh in Eretz Yisrael. Are you allowed to assist him in that process? Yisrael shu oseh betum'ah, lo dorchin velo bosrin imo. If a Jew is violating the halakha and producing wine that's going to become tameh, let's say he's pressing wine in a wine press that was already tameh, you're not allowed to work together with him, not to trample on the grapes, not to harvest them, because you're mesayeya ledvar avera. You're helping out a sinful matter. Someone who's making an avera, you're helping him perform that avera. Aval molechini mo haviot lagat umivini mo min hagat. But after the wine was already made, you're allowed to bring empty barrels together with him to the wine press to fill up those barrels with wine, and you're allowed to carry away those filled barrels of wine from the wine press. Once the wine is made and it was tameh, everything's over. It's game over. The sin ended. So therefore, you're not helping him with the avera anymore. Pouring the tameh wine into the barrels and carrying them is not part of the winemaking process. Therefore, you're allowed to help the owner do these activities. You're allowed to be paid for them. Nachtom shehu oseh betum'ah lo lashin v'lo orchin imo. If a Jewish baker is making dough in a state of tum'ah, so you're preparing the dough in utensils that are tameh, you're not allowed to help knead, you're not allowed to help him create the loaves, nothing, because that's going to assist him in avera. Aval molechini mo pat lepaltar, but after he's finished, you're allowed to help carry the baked bread together with him to the shop, because after the bread was already baked and it was already tameh, the sin is done, and therefore helping transfer the items to the bakery is a new activity, and it's not considered to be sinful.